Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. The essence of the contrast between the ancient nation of Israel and the nations around her was the glory of God's presence. The holy God was dwelling among his people. And because he was, Israel was to be a holy people. The prophet Ezekiel records how, because of the sins of Israel, God departed from his temple in Jerusalem and allowed the complete destruction of that city. But, as A.J. Overton points out today, it is the same prophet Ezekiel who reveals God's great promise that someday Jerusalem once again will be called by that most distinctive name of all, the Lord is there. I'm happy to present our Message to Israel voice for the current series on the names of God, A.J. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Greetings again, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. The priest Ezekiel, who became a prophet, received from God a vision of the future. He saw an ideal city with a restored temple and a future kingdom. Ezekiel declared, "And the name of the city from that day shall be Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there." This consoling name, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, is the final Jehovah compound title in the order of their occurrence in the Tanakh, the Old Testament. It is the most appropriate name to climax the progressive revelation of God in the Old Testament economy. It is especially significant when the setting of its revelation is considered. The prophet Ezekiel had recorded the departure of the presence and glory of Jehovah, the God of Israel, from the temple in Jerusalem because of the idolatry and sins of Israel. He predicted the full destruction of Jerusalem and the complete captivity of those of Judah who yet remained in the land. However, because of God's great faithfulness, there would yet be a city so possessed by the presence and glory of the God of Israel that its very name would be called Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. By his various names and compound names, God revealed some aspect of his blessed character and faithful dealings with mankind. Elohim revealed him as the creator and ruler who covenanted to preserve his creation. His name Jehovah set God forth in his moral and spiritual attributes. Jehovah's special relationship with man, created in his image, was moral and spiritual. This was broken by man's disobedience, sin, and fall. Jehovah was the name under which God revealed his redemption and great salvation. Jehovah became his covenant name with the name of Israel. In the experiences of ancient Israel, the names of God compounded with Jehovah were given progressively, depicting the various aspects in this great transaction of redemption. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. Jehovah Rophe, Jehovah heals. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah my banner. Jehovah Makadosh, Jehovah who sanctifies. Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah is peace. Jehovah Tzidkenu, Jehovah our righteousness. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. These wonderful revelations find their complete manifestation and meaning in Jehovah Yeshua. As the prophet Isaiah foresaw, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," that is, God with us. Now the presence of God gives true distinction, uniqueness, and glory. This was the essence of the contrast between Israel and her worship and the surrounding nations and their religions. The presence of the Holy God was dwelling manifestedly among His people Israel. They were to be faithful to their covenant with His Holy God and be a holy people. It could be said of ancient Israel that Jehovah was in their midst. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord, is there. The promise of His presence was made to Moses. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. This angel of Jehovah was the same one who appeared to Moses from the burning bush and presented himself as I am that I am, or Jehovah himself. Moses later pled with God following the great sin and provocation concerning the golden calf to continue his manifested presence in their midst. If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? Jehovah's gracious reply was, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. How deep is the truth in the name Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, when the prophet Isaiah declares, In all their Israel's affliction he was afflicted. It was his presence that distinguished Israel from all other nations. Again, what a striking contrast to all those surrounding nations whose gods were cruel and licentious and that resulted in base conduct and worship in keeping with the very characters of their many false gods and idols. It was the manifested presence of Jehovah that also gave distinction both to the tabernacle used by Israel in the wilderness and in the land during the days of the judges, and to the later temple planned by King David and built by Solomon his son in the city of Jerusalem. When the tabernacle was finished, set up, and dedicated in the wilderness, the visible glory of Jehovah filled it. The cloud of the presence of Jehovah that had led them rested upon the tabernacle by day and was seen there as the pillar of fire by night throughout all their journeyings. His presence also became the distinction and sanctification of the costly and beautiful temple constructed in Jerusalem. It was constructed on Mount Moriah, where centuries before Jehovah had revealed himself to Abraham as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. A marvelous and dramatic scene took place at the conclusion of King Solomon's dedicatory prayer. When Solomon had ceased praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. King Solomon asked, Will God in very deed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? The very goal of the expectation of the prophetic scriptures was the fullness of the presence of Jehovah. Thus we recognize the meaning that earthly time and cities cannot completely contain. And the name of the city from that day shall be Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. The special presence of Jehovah, however, set Jerusalem apart from all other cities. The psalmist exulted, Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. The prophet looked into the future and said, At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of God. The various manifestations of God's presence in the midst of his chosen people, even though most genuine, could be only a pattern of things in the heavens and a shadow of the more glorious reality yet to come. This wonderful name, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, is fulfilled fully and gloriously in the person of the Lord Yeshua. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. the whole fullness of God was pleased to dwell in him. In him was the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, "She shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." The body of true believers in Yeshua, Jews and Gentiles, are described by the great rabbi from Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, as a building fitly framed together, growing into a holy temple in the Lord for a habitation of God in the Spirit. Individual believers in Yeshua become living temples. "Know ye not that ye are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" He promises to be present even where two or three are gathered together in my name. He has promised never to forsake those who trust him. "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." It may be said that his abiding presence brings first distinction to his own, secondly discipline in correction, comfort, and contentment, and thirdly delight to his own. "In thy presence is fullness of joy." The name Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, will certainly have a great fulfillment for Israel in the future during the millennial kingdom under the Messiah, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ. He is the glorious branch of Jehovah. These plainest prophecies cannot be spiritualized without destroying their meaning and integrity. The name Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, has a final and eternal reality given under the figure of a city. It will know sublime fulfillment in the new heavens and new earth to come. Abraham, we read, looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. The ideal and eternal character of the city named Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, is given in the concluding book of the Bible. The holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. "And I heard a great voice saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with men. God himself shall be with them." Will you receive him whose name is Emmanuel, God with us? He will come to you, abide with you, and in that future time shall we ever be with the Lord. Jehovah Shammah is Jehovah Yeshua.